Coming to you from Orange County, California, this is the Jug Life Podcast with Max Ada and Chad Wesley Smith. Hey everybody, Chad Wesley Smith here, bringing you another episode of the Jug Life Podcast. Joined as always, the miraculous Max Montana. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing pretty well. How are you guys doing?
And our guest today, fresh off the platform from the American Open Series, Miss Kiana Welch. Q, how you doing?
I am tired, but I am fantastic.
So we're here, the last of our episodes, but it'll probably actually be the one that airs first of the episodes in Grand Rapids at the American Open Series 3. Q just brought home two medals, gold in the snatch and bronze in the total in the 75-kilo class. How big a total PR? 4 kilo total PR?
Four kilo.
4 kilo total PR. So we're going to kind of get to know Q a little bit better, her background and all that, as well as this competition, her illustrious but short weightlifting career, and whatever else we may stumble upon. So Q, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Where do you want to start? There's so much.
Maybe like where you live and work and that kind of stuff first.
Well, I currently reside in Reno, Nevada, and I am a CrossFit coach at Black Iron Gym with Chrissy Mae Cagney, Desiree Claiborne, Morgan. Is that her right last name? I think so. She has many last names, and a whole bunch of awesome girls in fantastic Reno. So I just basically lift weights, coach a little bit, and take a whole bunch of naps. That's about accurate. I don't really do anything else other than that.
Where are you from originally?
God, that's a really hard thing to answer. So I was born in Rochester. I lived in Detroit until I was 8. Then I moved to Georgia. After I lived in Georgia, I went to boarding school in Florida, lived there most of my life, and then I just kind of moved all over the place. So I don't really have an answer. I think I'll just say Jacksonville, Florida. I think that seems appropriate. Yeah.
And then Reno by way of New York.
Yeah, and I moved to New York, and I lived there for 5 years, and then I uprooted my life to go work for Chrissy Mae Cagney, who's my best friend.
The Chrissy Mae Cagney School for girls who want to lift weights.
Girls who want to lift all the weights and teach other people. Yes. Yeah, we're all pretty good at the Instagram over there. I think. We're kind of all good at
Yes, I will give credit there, for sure.
So, this weekend is 11 months about into your weightlifting career here at the American Open Series. What sports did you do before weightlifting, and how did you arrive here on the team?
So I grew up a gymnast. After gymnast, I was a volleyball player in the college.
The tallest of all the gymnasts?
I actually grew after I quit, which is really weird. So I was short, and then after I quit, I just shot up. Thank God, because I love being a little bit taller. But then I was the shortest on the volleyball team, so how about that? And no, I was not the libero. I was actually an outside hitter. So, interesting, huh?
Intriguing.
So I was an outside hitter, and then I stopped because I just wanted to be a regular college kid, and I played for the LFL for a little bit, for a season. Florida Southern.
That's the lingerie football league, for those of you that don't know.
Yeah,
what do they call it now?
It's the Legends Football League
now.
Yeah, they changed it. But they still wear
Legends of lingerie.
But they still wear the lingerie. And you know who else plays on it or played on it that I didn't know? Allie Ludwig.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I had no idea until I saw a picture, and we were both way smaller than we are now. So I played a little football, and then I got into bodybuilding, and that was the first time I ever went into a gym. So I was 24, I think so. Yeah, 24. I moved to New York. I did bikini. They said I was too jacked.
And that was after doing, like, a push-up?
I was very minimal. I trained, like, maybe a month and a half, I think, for it. For the competition. They said I was too yoked.
Oh, okay.
After doing that first
push-up, I red-lighted you.
A squat.
And I just did, like, my little lateral raises with, like, 5 pounds and stuff. I wasn't lifting a lot. So then I didn't work out the whole rest of the year. And the same time around the next year, I did figure and I got third in class. But I started working at a CrossFit gym, CrossFit 212 in Tribeca.
So you stopped working out so that you would win third in a figure competition. That was your plan?
Yes.
I just can't wait. If I don't lift for a year, maybe I'll shave enough of these muscles off that will give me some kind of prize.
I had to take a wheelchair everywhere.
The atrophy look good enough? Is there enough atrophy on me?
I should have just done figure to begin with, but I wasn't thinking. I wanted like that Amanda Latona butt. You know who that is? The booty queen?
I've heard of her.
Oh, yeah. Her butt's fantastic. I would have pictures of her and this other girl. I think her name was like Natalia Mello, and I just have their butts on my phone. I was like, I have to get a butt like that. And I was just too jacked, so I just gave up. And then I tried again, but then that's when I started working at the CrossFit gym. And you get a free membership, and I would just stare at the people when they worked out, and I was like, these people are idiots.
Oh, you work at the front desk.
Yeah, with the front desk. Yeah. But it looked fun because a lot of my football teammates, they either owned a CrossFit gym or did CrossFit. And so I was like, you know what? Maybe I'll just dabble in it a little bit. So I would do, like, some body workouts just for fun, and I would die. And then I met Greg Glassman, and who created CrossFit. And he says, you have to do CrossFit. And then he gave me a job a couple of months later, and then I moved to, Santa Cruz?
Mm-hmm. What year is this?
This is 2013.
Okay.
So I really...
That's part of the story.
Yeah. I wasn't even, like, really a CrossFitter. I just kind of just did whatever. I looked like one, but he's like, you have to try. So I moved out there for, like, a couple of months, and I guess they need to get rid of departments or something because they were spending too much money, and they got rid of the whole department, and I already moved cross-country to California. So I moved back to New York for, like, maybe a week, and then I moved to Hawaii. And then I just do, like, bucket workouts and dig holes and stuff for my workouts.
What were you doing in Hawaii?
Working on a farm.
What were you farming, Q?
I was farming organic products. It was an organic farm, so it was, like, work for housing. I don't smoke.
I didn't say you smoked it. I said you farmed it.
No, it wasn't. It was, like, legit. They knew. No, but it was, like, just a nice, cute little organic farm in Kilauea. And I just worked for housing and, like, all the vegetables, so it was pretty sweet.
So it sounds like you've had a really sheltered, boring kind of life.
Yeah.
I've lived
in a bubble. My whole life.
You're in Reno now.
Yes.
How did you meet Chad? Because Chad was the one that I remember had you come out to camp.
Yes. So I met Chad at Grid.
Grid Finals.
Chad was trying out for Grid.
2015?
Yeah, the first year, I think.
Yeah. That was my first year. And he said, yeah, you want to come lift some weights? And I said, all right, because that was my only job for Grid anyway. So it's like, I may as well. So I went out and I was like put in the CrossFit corner with Jackie and Sarah. And then they kicked me out of the CrossFit corner.
Too jacked. You were too jacked to be in that corner, for sure.
In the CrossFit corner. And then, yeah, that's when I started weightlifting. That was what, July.
We had Grid in August.
Yeah, and then after that.
Then we had to rescue you from your
trap.
Yeah, I had a trap of evilness.
The trap
Kianamoto.
Yeah, it was bad. It was so bad.
You had this shoulder thing going on.
So it would be down here, and it would just magically like rise up to my ear.
But it would just hang there all day normal.
What's up, guys? Q, nice to meet you.
Put my hand right here so it'd be...
Thank God that has not come back.
It's like you're doing a little teapot dance all the time.
She would do. She put her hand up here to hide it. Like,
hey, guys. Just like the way that I stood. Like that.
And you were a pretty accomplished CrossFitter as well. You went to regionals as an individual and team, or just team?
No, just team. I don't want to do that by myself. That's horrible. I'm not fit enough for that. I'm good at team stuff. Team.
So then, okay, so now you fast forward, you're there. First meet you did was at our gym up north.
Yes.
What did you do that first meet?
I don't even remember.
It was 90 and 105.
Oh, really?
90 and 100.
Yeah, I think 90
felt so heavy because I remember, isn't that when I cursed?
Yeah.
You may have, yes.
I curse all the time.
In front of all those kids.
Mean to. Hey, but the parents laughed afterwards because that was.
Everybody
like,
loves Q, so you can't. Like, you can do no wrong. You could have kicked one of the kids on the way out, and the parents are like, "Ah, you deserved it."
Oh, it's okay. Cool. He's a horrible.
Okay, he's a little
he's
brat.
A horrible kid. But yeah, so I've grown so much since then. Yeah.
They say. I've heard this adage many times that in your first year of lifting, you'll snatch your clean and jerk from your first meet. So your first meet, 1 year later, you'll snatch the clean and jerk.
It hasn't even been a year yet, but that is accurate.
Well, you've done more.
I've done way more.
Yeah, so after that first meet and Max's gym open, always creatively named gym he has there.
Yep.
went right on after that, just like 2 months after, and were the first ever champion of the 90 kilo class
in the whole world, I think.
Yeah,
I don't think there was another 90 kilo category competition before that one.
Yeah,
you were the first human being to win a 90 kilo category competition.
Yeah, so
77.
At 77.
No.
And with only 5 attempts.
And only 5.
Sounds like a very handsome coach in the back must have done something in there.
What did I do there? I did
106. And today, 106, 112.
Split,
almost 118.
The split stays the same.
The split hates me. See?
But so you win the American Open. You've been doing weightlifting for only 3 months. Obviously, all the other girls are like, who the fuck is this new bitch coming in here winning all the awards?
Yeah. Yep.
What has been maybe the biggest surprise to you in your 1 year weightlifting career and maybe the most challenging thing to you?
The most challenging is not, because I'm used to being good at everything and not really failing so much. And at this, I've noticed I've failed a lot.
How you failed yourself into a gold medal.
Into, well, you know what I mean, but like, well. No, but just like, usually things come, it sounds weird, well, it might sound cocky, but like easier-ish.
How much easier is the snatch supposed to come? I should have been at like 130 right now.
I should have been like, we're lifting way more weights by now. No, but just, I like, especially the clean and jerk, I thought that would get easier, and it just feels like a slow kind of mountain that I had to climb. It's Kilimanjaro. Isn't that the largest mountain?
Everest.
Is it Everest? Where's Kilimanjaro?
It's in Africa. It's in Kenya.
Way down the list, I think.
Yes. Really?
I don't even know if it's 14,000 feet, is it?
Really? I still couldn't climb it. I'm not fit enough for that.
I'm sure there's somebody that's going to fact check it. Post in the comments.
Which one
post
is it? I don't know what it is.
A lot of facts lately. Millionaires, billionaires figures yesterday.
You know, if you say it with enough confidence, it's true.
Yeah, it's all about just selling it.
And so that most difficult was that not being just good at something naturally. I don't have to work as hard. I always work hard, but
you're hurting everyone's feelings at home.
No, I know.
There's a girl crying right now.
It's like, I hate my life. It's stupid.
All
bitch.
The 75 kilo guys who can't snatch 106, they're crying right now.
Yeah.
I think it's because I know I can do it, and the fact that like if I miss it, it pisses me off. But especially if I've done it before.
Do you think the mental aspect is harder than the physical side right now?
I can deal with the mental.
Like, do you mean like
that's fine.
The putting the lift together in your head and
that's,
the technique is more difficult than it being I just can't physically pick the weight up.
Oh, no, I can pick it up. So that you're right. Putting all the pieces, it's like a jigsaw puzzle. One of those like 2,000-piece puzzles. That's exactly what it's like. That's a good analogy. Good for you, man.
I'm kind of a master of the analogy. My analogies are like a guy telling a story about something that's not the thing he's talking about. So what's the thing that you think has come, would you say, the easiest or most surprising in a positive way, I guess, you didn't expect?
Besides how much you enjoy your coach and whatever role I am on this team.
I honestly thought that...
You didn't think that weightlifting coaches were as handsome or intelligent
I
or
did
correct
it.
In their facts. Facts
all
they've given out.
Their mountain height facts.
I honestly didn't think I'd be that, I guess, as decent as I am now. And I thought that I would miss CrossFit a lot more. I thought I probably actually honestly thought that I was going to switch back to CrossFit just because I... What? It's
the
truth.
The
you wanted
time.
The honest. You wanted me to be honest.
When were these thoughts happening?
This is earlier on. This is earlier on. No, I was still going to obviously live, but
betrayed.
I was going to try.
I feel betrayed right now, Q.
I said this was earlier, and then because I didn't feel fit anymore. Like, running through the airport was hard for me, and I was like, well, maybe I should start at CrossFit. I'm good at CrossFit. I can do both. I don't know if I can.
Trust me, you get used to feeling that. I'm actually a champion of running through airports. Really the only time I do run, and the best running that I ever do.
Well, how about that?
I've made a lot of flights that way.
That's about all, though, so, I'd say.
Anyone who knows you, who's been around you a bit, and particularly who's eaten meals with you,
yes,
knows that the Q diet is pretty unique. It's something to behold. Yeah.
The Q diet is composed of 2 to 3 appetizers.
This is per meal.
One.
Every time we go to eat with Q, this is what she does. Every time. We go out. She looks at the other night. Actually, this is the other night.
What?
In Orange County.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
We're sitting there going to eat, and I ordered maybe a sandwich off the menu, and she turns to me when I'm done ordering. She says, is that all you're getting?
Well, yeah, man.
I felt like that's a whole entree. Like, I just ordered one meal.
But you only got one thing, though.
To be fair, right. You probably got a salad.
I don't know what it was.
I think you got a salad or something with a lot
probably
of vegetables.
Like it was the meat salad, a hearty salad. I finished 3/4 of it.
The Montana Mountain Man salad, right?
I think there was a salad.
And what did you get? Nachos.
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 Wings.
I always feel like there has to be wings in the spread.
There was chili or French onion soup.
There was chili.
Chili, nachos.
And then, didn't I get something else? Chili, nope. I think that was all.
You got 3 things.
Right? Yeah. I was right.
3 things is the Q special.
Yeah, it's always 3.
Because you need some of the food to go in your delts.
Yeah.
Some go in your quads. And then the wings arrange themselves.
Right there.
Into like a...
That's why you have to get the wings every time.
Pattern.
Kristen Dunsmore is sitting there looking like...
Deep into...
Deep into the RP diet and looking at Q. And every time Q places another item on the menu, her face goes from like... Oh... Okay.
A fire just up in her eyes.
Just kind of like, is this bitch for real? Yeah. And then Kaylin, same, like looking at you, like, what are you doing?
Hey, she got nachos.
Yeah, Kaylin.
She got nachos between any of them.
Oh, yeah, I didn't get nachos. She got nachos.
You got 3 things.
I can't remember what the third one was, because maybe it wasn't that impressive.
Well, when you're not ordering 3 appetizers per meal,
yes,
you're keeping it pretty tight.
Yeah, pretty tight. I go have fun on the weekends. I like to make room for the delicious stuff. I include it in there. So if I want a donut, I'm going to eat a donut. Usually I don't crave donuts, but let's say if I want some
sacrilegious up there in the Donuts and Deadlifts mansion?
Yeah. No, it's not actually. We have donuts maybe twice a week-ish. And you know how we roll? We usually do like the donut graveyard. We just take a bite. And just random people just coming in and just kind of take a bite. So I don't think I ever eat a full donut.
Just donuts for the gram.
Yeah.
Just for one picture.
Just eat it. Wink. I'm more of a chips person. And pickles. Yeah. Chick-fil-A. I love Chick-fil-A. I always get... Very good. I don't trust people that don't like Chick-fil-A.
You hear that, folks?
I always get 12-count nugget. 4-count strip, maybe 2 of those, a fry, and a lemonade. Maybe a shake. But last time you ate the shake because I got too
much
food.
Always gets that.
Always.
I'm here to help.
Always.
So if you could go back to silly CrossFit Q, who's prancing all around doing whatever stuff you do, and maybe give yourself some weightlifting advice a year ago, what would that weightlifting advice be now that you're just full of wisdom and knowledge?
Quit CrossFit and do weightlifting. I would have done it, I think, way earlier had I known that it was so much fun and awesome. It really is, though. Like, at first, I was like, I don't know about this. I like swinging off bars, but I like lifting weights, too. And I get to sit down and eat snacks in between, so that's even better. And I'm being totally honest. Like, I like sitting down.
Well, you're welcome for saving you.
Thank you for saving me, Tyler Wesley Smith.
My pleasure. So where do you see the next year, maybe the next 3 years of weightlifting, maybe some goals you have in mind and things you want to work on?
first goal is to thank you. First goal is to hit my 120 snap, not snap. Well, that would be awesome.
Going right.
I'm
for
just
the big
gonna
ones.
Go right for 120 from 106. My 120 clean and jerk. That's like the closest one, because me and the clean and jerk are not friends. On competition day, at least.
Well, sometimes you like to, switch it up. Squat jerk, split jerk, power jerk.
I've been fairly consistent on the split jerk recently.
Yeah, you've done four weightlifting meets.
Ish.
And you've done all
they've
three
all been different.
That's true, actually.
Oh, that is true.
Yeah. That's true.
Well, it's just been a while. I can invent one. I could do a hybrid.
Well, the splat jerk.
That has not been proven successful over the last several years.
So that, I want to get that American record real bad.
The 108 snatch?
The 108. I have to get 108. Possibly at the American Open.
Possibly.
Possibly.
That'd be very nice.
I think that'd be pretty sweet. Have all the time.
Nice time.
So just those two as of now. Next year, make Pan Ams. Make both teams. That'd be a pretty sweet goal. Yeah. Both teams. Keep my body healthy.
Yeah.
That's a big goal for me.
That's a good one.
Not have my nose explode, my knees explode. Or this come back.
Yeah.
Either way.
Have you ever had any, serious injuries? Surgeries to fix any kind of broken limb or reattach anything?
The only bone I've ever broken was when I was a kid and, lockers got pressed or thrown on me when I was a kid.
What's this story?
What? I was... Hazed? No, I was...
Lockers were thrown on me.
I was in Detroit. I was, a latchkey kid, so we had this gym, and there were lockers that were, stacked behind one another, and they had to have been maybe the height, I was little too, maybe the height of that little doodad on the wall. Okay. So what is that, 6'4", 6'5", 6'7"?
Yeah, we'll call it 6'5".
We'll call it 6'5". So there were two of those, and there was those pull-up bars in the corner. Mm-hmm. There was a stupid kid climbing on it doing the pull-ups, and he kicked the lockers, and I happened to be facing away from the lockers, and it came and crushed me. So there
what
was
broke?
It was actually my foot. You would think my whole body would break, but it was just my foot.
Huh.
Yeah, but there was all latchkey moms, so they were all in their heels, and they couldn't pick it up, so I was stuck under there for 30, 45 minutes.
Are they supposed to have their, super mom strength engaged?
No, they didn't have that.
Your kid, then.
Yeah.
They're whatever.
I just can't get excited about this kid.
I can't pick this up. But that's the only bone I've ever broken.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, no broken bones.
No injuries.
No.
That's always good.
Just tweaks and being inflamed.
Very good.
That's not bad.
Oh, was I supposed to say something there?
I don't know. I was trying to think of something to say that was clever, but it was eluding me.
It's hard to be so clever sometimes. So I'm sure lots of our viewers and listeners already follow you at Chucky Welch on Instagram, the infamous Chucky Welch. Mm. Kind of like the notorious MAX. But do you have a lot of women who talk to you maybe that they're nervous to lift weights and get into really hard training? What kind of advice would you have for them?
I'd say for them just to start. I get a lot of emails about this. They're concerned about... I get really weird questions about hair. Hair is holding them back from working out. I'm like, okay, well, you just pin it up or just get some other hair to put over it and then just pop it in a bun. It's it's not that serious. It's just hair. Or,
Well, before we move on from that, let's talk about some hair. Also, for those of you who follow you, they probably think that you're just spending thousands of dollars a month.
I think people do.
And
a week, every day. Yeah. It's every day.
Yeah.
I get bored.
So what's the wig game we've got going in here, and how many you got?
I don't know how many. I can say at least 12. But I don't have the weird creepy heads yet to put them on.
Where do you put them on?
I have different places. So I have this old vintage trunk that I have. So I throw some in there. I think all my curly ones are in there, and all my straight ones are in a Lulu bag somewhere in my closet.
Okay.
And I think the short ones are in there too, but I just kind of wake up hey, what am I feeling like?
Do you ever have alter ego, multiple personality type of thing going? You change your hair. Don't you have some like Russian
Oh, but that just comes out, but not because of the hair, though.
Okay, it's not a hair-associated thing.
Yeah.
You don't put on the white, silver hair, and
the white.
Then your storm, and then you got your red hair. And
lighting people on fire and stuff. No, lightning bolts, no.
We haven't seen snatching hair and clean drinking hair.
We could do that.
We know exactly why. Because she finishes last in the snatch and then had 5 minutes to warm up for the clean drink.
I don't have any time.
You got no time.
I can't. Well, it's not that hard because, I would have to choose wisely because you have to, like.
How long should you put on?
Well, it depends. So this one, there's combs in the front and then there's combs in the back of this one. So there's combs everywhere. And then you can use an adhesive. That's the key, especially to, like, they're called lace front wigs, so that your hair doesn't fly off. Because you've seen the videos where my hair flies off.
One of my favorite videos.
So with that, you can glue it, and then they won't go off.
So we'd have to have, like, a NASCAR-style pit crew in the back for hair changing.
It is, but I can just choose one that just combs, and I don't have to choose one of these to make it easy.
Pop that sucker off, switch hair.
Switch hair. Legit.
People would be so confused.
Like,
people would be bombing out left and right. Like, it's our new competitor.
I'm so confused. What is this? Oh, we should do that. Strategy. We just gave it away, though. Now they know it's coming.
Or are we going to do that? Dum bum bum.
That'd be fun, though. Rock a short little bob or something afterwards. Yeah. The white one.
It's got to be long to snatch.
And then short and bright.
Yeah. Go, like, long and dark snatch, dark singlet. Bright
orange,
bedazzled silver singlet, white hair, short.
That'd be sweet. Will I be allowed to wear my own singlet?
I'll say juggernaut.
Yeah, we can
make a legless one.
We'll see. I don't know if they can all handle that out there.
They can handle that ass.
A lot of the judges are pretty old men, and we don't want to give them heart attacks. All right, Q?
That's all right. They can accidentally press the white buttons.
white for this girl. They were really building up the suspense.
Oh, my God. What was going on today?
I've never waited for anything in my life was after Q's third snatch. She makes it, and the Instagram video doesn't have it on there, but she makes the snatch. Walks to the edge of the stage. I'm standing there. Chad's there. Q's there. We're all looking at each other. Right. Nothing's happening. We're not getting
staring
lights.
At the board.
Waiting, 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 and then three whites.
I thought they were going to say no after that.
Yes. Whenever it's a long wait, I feel like it's going to be a no. Yeah. But they were a long wait on a lot of people.
Yeah.
I don't think Piros knew the technology going on.
I really wanted to go tell the guys, like, come on. Have you been to a meet before? Do you know how these things run?
That was horrible.
There was a lot of suspense there. Well, I think we're all hungry. We gotta get out of here. Get this lady a celebratory ribeye for her medals. Q, where can they learn more about you?
You can learn more. Don't go to Facebook. I don't go to Facebook often. Go to Instagram, and you can email me at chuckywelch212@gmail.com.
What's your Instagram account?
Chucky Welch. Everything is Chucky Welch.
All right.
Just keep it simple. I don't need like 50 names for 50 different things.
All right.
Yeah.
I feel like you're going to be getting a lot of random weird emails. Now.
That's all right. That's
what
fine.
What are they emailing you for?
I don't know.
Just to say.
I get some weird requests. Can you take a few? I don't do them.
Well, let's just move along here. You can find me on Instagram at max_Ada or on Facebook. You can email me max@jtsstrength for any questions about online coaching. Or you can go to juggernautcoaching.com.
Look at him go. Max even knows our own website. I'm Chad Wesley Smith, at Chad Wesley Smith and at Juggernaut Training on Facebook and Instagram. Filling up your newsfeed all day. Make sure to subscribe to the YouTube channel, subscribe to the podcast, go on iTunes, give us a 5-star review, write us something funny. Maybe I'll read it on the air if I ever actually remember to do that. And beyond that, check out Max's book, The Weightlifting Technique Triad, my book, Scientific Principles of Strength Training, and A Thoughtful Pursuit of Strength. Visit juggernautcoaching.com because Q right here is an online coaching client.
I am.
She lives in Reno. We've only seen you probably...
What?
Three
or four times?
Yeah, outside of meets in the last year.
Yeah.
And she's winning gold medals and American Opens and all kinds of stuff. So you too can lift weights on the internet. Laser cleans and hologram jerks.
It's so good.
But make sure you check out juggernautcoaching.com. We offer powerlifting, weightlifting, and super total coaching for all different levels and prices. So go check that out and visit store.jcsstrength.com under events for upcoming seminars with me and Max. Q,
yeah.
Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you for having me.
This episode is brought to you by Ring Dips and Barbecue Chips. The Keanu Welch lifestyle.
All right. See you next week.